TAF, is a concise statement of the expected or forecast weather conditions within a 5 statute mile radius from the center of an airport's runway complex during a 24-hour period. The main difference between the TAF and the METAR is the TAF contains an issuance time next to a valid time period, and the TAFs also include forecast change indicators. There's 3 of them. We'll talk about each of those. Let's talk about the issuance time and the valid period. The issuance time and the valid period are given just before the forecast. The valid period of the forecast is a 2-digit date followed by the 2-digit beginning and 2-digit ending hours, Zulu or UTC. Routine TAFs are valid for 24 hours and are issued 4 times daily at 0 Zulu, 06 Zulu, 12 Zulu, and 18 Zulu. And TAFs also include forecast change indicators, such as the from group, FM, the becoming group, BECMG, the temporary group, TEMPO, and the probability forecast, Prob 30 or Prob 40. The from group is self-explanatory. FM means beginning at this time, these are the conditions. Let's talk about the Prob 30 and Prob 40 because they appear, and I'll talk about these change indicators as they appear. So let's talk about the Prob 30 and Prob 40. So because the TAF is the same as the METAR, except for the valid period and the change indicators. So let's talk about the change indicator, Prob 30 or Prob 40, PROB 30 or PROB 40. The probability forecast describes the probability or chance of thunderstorms or other precipitation events, along with associated weather conditions like wind, visibility, and sky conditions. PROB 30 or PROB 40 group is used when the occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 30 to less than 40% or 40 to less than 50% range respectively. If the thunderstorms or precipitation chance is greater than 50%, it is considered a prevailing weather condition and is included in the significant weather section or the tempo change indicator group. Prob 30 or Prob 40 is followed by a 4-digit time group giving the beginning and ending hours of the time period during which the thunderstorms or precipitation is expected. For example, Prob 40 2022 1SM TSRA OVC 008CB depicts a 40 to less than 50% chance of visibility 1 mile, thunderstorms with moderate rain showers, and an overcast cloud layer or ceiling at 800 feet with cumulonimbus between the hours of 20 and 22 Zulu. Figure 15 contains 2 TAFs, Memphis and Oklahoma City. Let's read them. TAF for Memphis, Terminal Aerodrome Forecast for Memphis, Tennessee. Forecast prepared on the 12th day of the month at 1720 Zulu. The valid period for Memphis is on the 12th day of the month from 18 Zulu to 18 Zulu, a total of 24 hours. Wind is 200 degrees true at 12 knots. Visibility is 5 statute miles in haze. Bases of the clouds are 3,000 broken, that's a ceiling. The occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 40% to less than 50% range. In this case, the probability between the hours of 20 Zulu and 22 Zulu will be for visibility 1 mile. The visibility is in statute miles, thunderstorms with moderate rain showers, and an overcast cloud layer or ceiling at 800 feet with cumulonimbus clouds. From 22 Zulu, wind will be 330 degrees true at 15, gusting to 20 knots. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles. Bases of the clouds will be 1,500 broken, that's a ceiling, overcast clouds at 2,500, Occurrence of thunderstorms or precipitation is in the 40% to less than 50% range between 22 and 02 Zulu. Visibility will be 3 statute miles in rain showers. From 02 Zulu, wind will be 350 degrees true at 12. Ceiling will be 800 overcast. 40% to less than 50% between 02 and 05 Zulu will be for 2 statute mile visibility in light rain and snow. BECMG, the Becoming Group, is used when a gradual change in conditions is expected over a period not to exceed 2 hours. The time period when the change is expected to occur is a 4-digit group containing the beginning and ending hours of the change that follows the Becoming indicator. The gradual change will occur at an unspecified time within the time period. Only the changing forecast conditions are included in the Becoming group. Omitted conditions are carried over from the previous group. For example, from 02 to 00, 350 degrees at 12 knots, overcast 800, Becoming between 06 and 08, 020 at 8 knots, broken 1200, Becoming 10 Zulu to 12 Zulu, wind is calm, 3 statute miles, mist, sky clear. The Becoming group describes a gradual change in the wind and sky condition from 350 degrees at 12 knots, overcast 800, to 020 degrees at 8 knots, broken 1200 between 06 Zulu and 08 Zulu. Another gradual change is forecast between 10 Zulu and 12 Zulu for the winds to become calm with 3 statute miles in mist with sky clear. The Tempo group is used for temporary fluctuations of wind, visibility, weather, or sky condition that are expected to last for generally less than an hour at a time, and expected to occur during less than half the time period. The Tempo indicator is followed by a 4-digit group giving the beginning and ending hours of the time period during which the temporary conditions are expected. Only the changing forecast conditions are included in Tempo groups. The omitted conditions are carried over from the previous time group. For example, Tempo 1214 1/2 SMFG means: this temporary group describes visibility and weather between 12 Zulu and 14 Zulu. The winds and sky condition have been omitted. Go back to the previous forecast groups to obtain the wind and sky condition forecast. The forecast between 12Z and 14Z is 1/2 statute mile in fog. Figure 15, the third line. From 02 Zulu, wind will be 350 true at 12. Ceiling 800 overcast, 40% to less than 50% between 2 Zulu and 5 Zulu for 2 miles visibility in light rain and snow. Becoming between 06 and 08 Zulu, wind 020 at 8, broken 1200. Becoming between 10 and 12 Zulu, calm winds, 3 statute miles in mist with a sky clear. Temporarily between 12 and 14 Zulu, 1/2 statute mile in fog. From 1600 Zulu, wind is variable at 6, the prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, and the sky is clear. The equal sign signifies the end of the TAF. P6SM means the forecast visibility is greater than 6 statute miles. You could say it means plus 6 statute miles. Notice as the forecast looks further and further into the future, it gets less and less specific. You should be able to read the TAF for Oklahoma City on your own. If you do have a question, see the reference section for weather reports. The forecast for Oklahoma City issued on the 5th day of the month at 11:30 Zulu, and it's valid on the 5th day of the month from 12 Zulu to 12 Zulu. At Oklahoma City, the wind is 140 degrees at 8. Visibility is 5 statute miles in mist. The cloud base is broken at 3,000 temporarily between 13 Zulu and 16 Zulu, you can expect 1.5 statute miles visibility in mist. From 16 Zulu, the wind is 180 at 10 knots, true. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, plus 6 statute miles. From 16 Zulu, the wind is forecast to be 180 at 10 knots, true. Prevailing visibility is 6 statute miles, sky clear. Becoming between 22 and 24 Zulu, wind 200 at 1.3, gusting to 20, with 4 statute miles visibility, rain showers. There's no plus or minus, so it's moderate rain showers. Overcast, 2,000. There's a 40 to less than 50% probability between 00 Zulu and 06 Zulu for visibilities of 2 statute miles in thunderstorms and rain showers with a ceiling of 800 overcasts, cumulonimbus. Becoming between 06 and 08 Zulu, wind 210 at 15 knots with plus 6 statute miles prevailing visibility and scattered clouds at 4,000. That ends the terminal area forecast.